What did they say?
They're going to charge me with criminal child neglect. They're going to take him away. Place him in an institution. My boy. My poor God. No, you know how he is. How he suffers so when he's not with me. Do you have any feelings for me at all?
You know I love you. I would do anything for you. You should be in bed. Bo, you want to play? It's too late for games, Bo. Time to sleep. Perchance to dream. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come. And close your eyes. God help me.
Another tough day?
No, we're fine. Just eager to get the results.
Of course. You must be very anxious.
You know, we want to make sure everything's okay with the baby. You didn't see anything unusual. Hooves or anything.
What?
Not at all. And, Dr. Hammond, that's not a ridiculous fear. Every pregnant woman worries they've got a little devil in them. I don't want you to get all worked up, Vivian. You're having twins.
What?
Twins?
And they're both perfectly healthy. Congratulations.
The house is a classic L.A. Victorian. These are real Tiffany fixtures. Everything was meticulously restored by a couple of the previous homeowners.
Bags have such a great eye for detail, don't they?
Queer eye. Let me show you the kitchen. Please help yourself to nibbles.
Well, I don't see you on the brochure. You come with the house?
She does, actually. This is Moira. She's worked for consecutive owners of the house.
Vivian Harmon. Mr. Eskandarian was in the neighborhood to look at that gaudy Mediterranean two blocks up.
It's about two-thirds the size of this place, and they want almost twice as much. Of course, Mediterranean has a swimming pool.
There's room for a pool here.
I'll have to tear out that gazebo.
I think that's a fine idea. A swimming pool would be just the thing. How deep would you make it?
Very deep.
Good. I like it deep. You'd have to dig up the entire yard.
Mr. Eskandarian, would you like to see the rest of the house?
Actually, I just have one question. What's wrong with this place? The land alone is worth as much as you're asking.
Mrs. Harmon is a motivated seller.
And I would also like to be candid with you that this house has a history that I find troubling. The people who lived here before died here violently, and apparently they weren't the only ones. So I just want to be very straightforward with you about that, if you are in fact interested.
I am interested. If it looks like you're going to get a serious offer before you hear from me, let me know. I'll be in touch.
I'll see you to the door. If you decide soon, you might have your pool by summer.
Are you trying to crush my commission?
I'm trying to be honest, unlike you.
Why don't we just include a ticket for the murder tour along with a goddamn flyer?
That's a really good idea, because you know what? I think it would be really good for us to know exactly what happened in this house. What is that?
Excuse me.
Ah, is this where the open house is?
Yes.
Ah, what a lovely spread.
The open house is over.
Just from 2 to 6. It's only 4 o'clock now.
It's by appointment only.
Oh. I'll see. Because of my affliction, isn't it? You know, sometimes I wonder if I knew how much I was going to be shunned, if I would have run back onto that burning school bus to save those children. Now this crudité is making my mouth dry. I'm going to have a little glass of this Chardonnay. And then, you show me the house.
Put down the stemware.
What are you doing?
A woman in my line can't be too careful. There are a lot of minority men in this city who would like nothing more than to ravage me on this countertop. Get out.
Put the gun down, Marcy. I don't like guns. Put the gun down.
Yes, Marcy. I hope you're permitted for that, as I will be mentioning it in my lawsuit. What you're doing is in direct violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
And this is the library.
Oh. Oh. That's quite a fireplace. I'm very interested in that fireplace. Does it work?
Yes, it's gas.
May I see?
Yep.
Turn it off for you.
Oh. Okay.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes.
I'm very interested in this house.
Although I'm not sure about the wallpaper.
I find that rice paper very cheap.
You know what would look great in here? A mural.
Yeah.
I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little sting on my clothes.
Stop it!
Let me see that.
Close.
You're right. It is. You're mutilating yourself.
You do it.
Not anymore. Promise me you'll never cut yourself again.
I promise. They plan some brutal family dinner for tonight. Like, it's gonna make me feel better.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Why are you asking me?
I don't know. Can't all be shit, right? There's gotta be someplace better. Somewhere. People like you, at least.
Not you.
Ever since you got here, this is the better place.
You're not eating anything.
Not hungry. Pretty stuffed on bullshit.
Your mother and I know that you're upset. Maybe there's some things you want to talk about.
Like who I'm going to live with after you get divorced? Is there a third option? Because both of you kind of make me want to kill myself. Is that what you guys are afraid of? Why else would you want to try to actually deal with the problem?
You never leave your room. You barely eat. These are textbook signs of depression. We're very concerned, Vi.
Look, you guys dragged me all the way out here to save our family, then you decide to break up. You buy a house that I actually like, then you're telling me you're selling it without even asking me what I want. So fine, I'm depressed, but I'm not going to off myself. So you can go back to your policy of benign neglect.
Maybe we should stop trying to sell this place.
I don't know. I mean, was that so much worse than usual, given the circumstances? We need to stay on her, but we are selling this house. That's even impossible.
We have two prospective buyers. One guy who's a Persian, I think.
And the other?
The other guy has this really badly burned face. I feel terrible for him. And I'm going on the murder house tour with Marcy so that I can get all the details of what happened in this house and give full disclosure before anyone commits.
Well, you're only required by law to disclose anything that happened in the last 3 years.
I know. I'm not knowingly putting someone through what we've been through.
But you've got him on the hook. I mean, you tell him about all the insanity in this place, you're going to blow the sale.
It's the right thing to do.
The right thing to do is to get out from under this mess so we can pick up the pieces so our daughter can.
It must be so great to be able to do that, to just flick a switch and be able to justify your own bad behavior.
My family comes first.
Since when?
Do not screw up selling this house. Hello. Moira, is it?
How did I know you'd be back?
I haven't been able to get this house out of my mind.
Mrs. Harmon is out. But I'd be happy to show you whatever you want to see. As you can see, this room belongs to a sad, depressed teenager. But it has real potential. I painted it deep, dark red, clear out all the furniture, and hang a sex swing.
My kind of girl.
It's always been a fantasy of mine to swim naked in a heated pool. When I'm not tending to your needs, of course.
Somebody mentioned a pool.
I'm a little curious about you. I've always heard Persians have big, thick cocks. Something a girl can gnaw on.
Yeah, no teeth, though. And, I'm not Persian, by the way. I'm Armenian. Oh, oh, your hands are nice. Oh, they're rough like most men's.
Believe me, Mr. Joe. I'm not like any household help you'd know.
Yeah.
You'll never want to leave this house.
Oh. Oh. What are you doing in my daughter's room? And who's this?
Dr. Harmon, meet Mr. Joe Eskandarian. He's about to put an offer on the house.
Oh, so great to meet you.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I was just picking up some clothes. I can say without any hesitation, we've been very happy here. It's a very special house. Truthfully, it's all inventory to me. I'm going to bring in bulldozers, turn it into units. Good idea. Hello, Larry.
Chambers. Huh? You scared me half to death.
It's unnerving to have someone just show up in your house, isn't it?
How'd you get in here?
It's amazing what $20 will buy you in this neighborhood. You came back to my house, Larry. You bothered my wife.
It was an open house. I'm an interested buyer.
And what are you going to buy it with? $1,000 you've been trying to extort from me? You're not buying anything.
You don't know everything about me.
I know you're a liar, Larry. You never went to prison for murdering your family. I checked out your story. You were in a burn ward for 2 years, then you were institutionalized. You lied about everything.
And realize they did die in that house.
But you didn't kill them. Just like you didn't kill Hayden. It's all been lies.
You know that not everything has been a lie. You know that that house has power. Nescafe? It's true, I tried to scare you out of the house, but I was only doing it for your own good.
Right. The house is evil, now you want to buy it.
That's goddamn right. I need that house! I need it! That is the only place I have any hope to ever be happy again. With her. And I got the girls down. Sit down, Lorraine. We need to talk. There's really only one way to say this. I've fallen in love with somebody else. I didn't mean for it to happen.
Do I know her?
Constance, from next door.
Well, she's very beautiful. I suppose if I were a man, I would love her too. Are you going to leave us?
Actually, I think that you should take the girls and go back to Ohio and move in with your mother, and I will provide for you always.
You're going to move her into my house?
It was her house before. I can't live without her. Lorraine? Lorraine? Open this door! Are the girls in there with you?
Run!
Grace! Oh. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Ah! Constance? All this for Constance?
She's the most exciting woman I've ever met. I need that house, Ben.
We have a buyer. A real buyer. With real money, and he's gonna pull the whole goddamn thing down. And after everything that's happened, it can only be good.
No! No. No. You can't let him do that.
I can, and I will. And as soon as I leave here, I'm gonna report you to the police and file a restraining order. Game over.
On a foggy Sunday night, June 12, 1994, two people were viciously murdered in front of this luxurious Brentwood condo. The victims, Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend, Ronald Goldman. The accused murderer, Nicole's ex-husband, Orenthal James Simpson, O.J. to the world. Although he was acquitted after a lengthy trial, O.J. will forever remain suspect.
I'm so glad you brought me on this tour, Vivian. It's given me hope.
Hi.
No matter how gruesome or horrible the murder, you can always find somebody out there who'll buy the house.
Next stop on our tour of departed souls, Murder House. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a celebrity here on the bus today, the current owner of Murder House. Mm-hmm. You left us rather suddenly on your last visit.
Well, I thought the story was so great I wanted to come hear the rest of it.
Let's jump right in. Murder House, built by Dr. Charles and Nora Montgomery. They lived there with their son Thaddeus. That is, until the baby was kidnapped and found dismembered.
Mother can see me now. Polishing my own silver. Charles, look at me.
Oh, I wish I were a widow.
I certainly look the part. I bought this dress for my mother's funeral. Who ever thought I'd be wearing it again? To bury my son.
That's not true.
Because of you and what you did, we'll have to forgo an open casket.
I'm trying to tell you something. There will be no funeral. The baby is upstairs and waiting for you in the nursery.
Thank you.
dreaming about you, Charles. You are a genius.
How long I've waited to hear you say that. All I wanted was to prove myself.
How on earth did you do it?
I used the beating heart from one of our girls.
Amazing.
Nora, where is the baby?
I thought he was hungry. I tried to nurse him, but it wasn't milk he was craving. We didn't, Charles. Because if we did to those girls, those poor innocent girls, and their babies, that thing upstairs, it's not human. I tried to kill
no.
it. I tried. I stabbed it with a letter opener, but it clawed into life, Charles.
No. I finally succeeded at something.
We'll alert the media at once. Hold a press conference.
You would do that for me?
Of course. I'm proud of you, Charles. You are a man, after all.
Legend has it that the ghost of Nora Montgomery still haunts these very halls, as does her beloved, if mutilated, toddler. The Montgomery murder-suicide was only the first of many to occur behind these bloody walls.
Let's not put that in the listing.
I've been taking the B6. It's just not helping.
And I'm fine when I'm at my house. It's just when I leave my house, I get so sick.
Maybe it's your body's way of telling you to stay home.
I think I'm just worried that there's something wrong with these babies. I want to take that CVS test.
You've already had the amnio. It may not make you feel any better.
It'll make me feel better. I'd like to. Let's schedule it for this week. That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got your flowers. They smelled at the gas station where you bought them. Red roses? Could you be more of a pathetic, cheap cliche? The guard said to meet you at our house. This was never our house. It was my house. And then it was yours. You've got something to tell me? Then do it. Up close and personal. Oh, I've seen you skulking around outside. Have you seen my new beau? He's so handsome, isn't he?
Yes.
Come here. I want to see your shame. Come closer. So I can get a good look at you. I bet the kitties scatter like little buggies when you walk down the street.
I love you.
Ugh. You're disgusting. You're weak. You let this place get the better of you.
The house didn't do this to me. You did this to me.
If I get you peeping in my windows one more time, I'm going to send Travis out to ruin the other half of your face.
They're selling the house.
No matter. I've told you, no one can own this house.
No one ever will. He's tearing it down. And then who knows what will happen to all the ones who reside in here.
Hello?
You're scaring her. Go away! Riley, it's okay. Calm down, okay?
I feel like I'm totally crazy.
They're from the past. The ghosts of people who've died here. They're appearing to you now because you're evolved. Don't be scared. All you have to do is tell them to go away. And they will.
Do you really know your way around this house?
I guess I do. I went exploring after my sessions. I'll tell your dad.
Look at all this great shit I found.
Well, check that out.
Gay porn is hot.
Totally.
What's in the other box?
Mr. Escondarian, how nice of you to agree to see me. You have such a lovely home. It's, is this real crystal?
I don't know. How much do you want?
I beg your pardon.
For your house. I get it. I'm riding in on my white horse to rescue those people from their shithole. Make me an offer. I'm into it. I can tear your house down and put up a carport.
You know, I would love a drink. Double vodka, no ice. You're not from California, are you?
I'm from Armenia. My family moved to Beverly Hills when I was 2.
Used to be no one was from here. People came here to escape their past. Find a plot of land that not even a red Indian had set foot on and make a new life for yourself.
Give me a number. I want history. I'll go talk to Gene Autry.
But now there are no more virgin plots. We live on top of each other. That's California now. And that's the world. There is no more space, and yet it's human nature to want to claim your own turf. So build away we do. Every time you put up one of these monstrous temples to the gods of travertine, you're building on top of someone else's life.
I'm a developer. I improved on the past. I build a new future.
You should show some respect. You're not an archaeologist. You should stop unearthing while you're ahead. It only brings a haunting. We have a responsibility as caretakers to the old lands to show some respect.
Cemeteries are for the past. This is my time.
You can't tear down that house.
If you want to keep it so bad, buy it.
Well, not all of us have been as fortunate as you.
Then piss off. Will you come into my house and insult me and give me a history lesson? And I'm supposed to back out of a deal that's going to make me millions? There are 3 reasons I deal with women. Sex, money, or making me sandwiches. And unless you're planning on going into my kitchen and slapping some ham between 2 slices of bread, this conversation is over.
One day your time is going to end. And they'll be building on top of you, too.
I really like talking to you, Dr. Harmon. You've helped me a lot.
Maybe it's the drugs. I don't have any more visions. I think it might have just been like a screwy chemical imbalance. And of course, the parenting.
Well, I'm glad you feel so much better, Tate. I really am. Our session's over for today. Look, I need to ask you something off the clock. And I have no right, but I'm desperate. I'm worried about Violet.
I get that. She's your daughter. But, you know, she's not a little girl anymore. And at some point, you're gonna have to let her go.
She won't talk to me anymore. We used to be very close.
She's been through a lot.
She talks to you. I know she talks to you. What I'm getting at, Tate, is if Violet is in trouble, real trouble, please come to me right away. I don't want to lose her. I can't. I wouldn't survive it.
I wish you were my father. My life would have been a lot different.
Wait a minute. I need to speak to my son. I believe he had a session with Dr. Harmon today.
That ended. But I'm sure the little psycho is still skulking around here somewhere.
You missed a spot.
So did you. You've been crying. Good.
Tate? Tate, honey?
What do you want?
Oh. Well, I wanted to see you. Are you feeling any better? Are the visits with the good doctor helping you?
Yeah. We're really getting to the root of the problem. Turns out I hate my mother.
Bo, come here, darling. Sit down with me, darling. My beautiful boy. My handsome boy. Mama's got to say goodbye. They're going to take you away from me. They're going to take everything away forever. Oh. My sweet boy. It'll be okay. You think you're being very crafty, don't you? Throwing yourself at that greasy Persian. But you've been too clever by half.
He says he's building me a swimming pool. And when they dig up that backyard and find my bones,
you'll go to prison. There's not going to be a swimming pool, you stupid slut. There won't even be a house. He plans to tear the whole thing down and put up affordable housing. He's gonna seal your tomb for good.
I don't believe you.
Well, it's true. He told me so himself. And while I would normally rejoice at the thought of you spending eternity scrubbing out low-flow toilets in government-subsidized housing, there's every chance that when these walls come down, I am going to lose my family forever. And I won't have that.
He lied to me.
Well, of course he lied to you.
Well, they always lie.
It's in their nature. They can't help it. But we can help each other.
What do you want me to do?
What you do best.
Thank you.
in tight.
Ever since you called, all I can think about is that sweet mouth of yours. I've had it all over the world, baby. You're the best.
Lucky you, I'm hungry again. Let's go someplace where no one can hear us.
Kind of dark down here.
Puts me in the mood to do bad things. Somebody's a little eager.
No more talk, baby. That is nice. A little less teeth.
All these years, Moira, I have finally come to appreciate your talent. Is he dead yet?
Not quite yet.
Well, make sure he's off the property before he expires. I wouldn't care to encounter his carcass ever again.
Can I come in?
So it looks like this guy's pretty serious about buying the house. I mean, we won't know officially until it's actually in escrow, but I wanted to talk to you about it. Well, then what? And I think you and I will go stay with your Aunt Jo until we find a place.
What about Dad?
Dad still has patience, and I don't really know, sweetheart. We haven't figured it all out yet. This wasn't the way it was supposed to go, honey. Your dad and I really loved each other.
How'd you know you loved him when you first met?
Well, he was handsome and kind. But I don't know. The thing is, when you fall in love, it's kind of like you go crazy and before you know it, the whole world looks different, and then you'll do anything for the other person. Why do you ask?
No reason. What are those?
Wow. That's the house.
Yeah. It was first built.
Where'd you find all this stuff?
In the attic. That's the original owners, Nora and Charles Montgomery. Are you the woman of the house?
That's my eyes, isn't it?
Thank you.